Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 everybody. You are tuned in to the Angels of Melody International radio station with your girl, Miss Angel, on deck on this great Saturday night, y'all. We're celebrating Valentine's Day show right here, and I'm just so grateful for you all that are tuned in all over the world. To all of those that are listening in all of the cities and the states here in the USA, we just want to say hey to you, to those in all of Africa, all my Niger fam, all of my Ugandan, Kenyan, Zambian, Ghanaian, you name it, all of Africa, we want to just say hey to you on tonight. And also, we want to say hey to everybody that is tuned in, even in Jamaica. We want to say hey to you as well, to those in Dubai, my bro, Eni Okeson. We're just saying hey to everybody that is around the world, even in Belgium. We're saying hey to Belgium, Italy on tonight. And also giving shout-outs to all of you all that are, like I said, tuning in right now live on this great Saturday night where we are celebrating, you know, a Valentine's Day, a day of love, as I call it, a day of love. And that, oh, my God, the Angel of Melody. Y'all been used to hearing the other song that was bringing me on, but we got some new, oh, yes, Angel of Melody got some new stuff going on, and I know y'all have loved it and enjoyed it. You probably was twerking, whatever you was doing. I don't know. But I want to give a special shout out and thanks to this great Angels of Melody jingle, our bro, our fam, St. James, CEO, household name, entertainment, also Collective Efforts Music Group. Yes. Kaleo, I think I'm saying the name right, Ross, and P-O-P-Z Pops. Yes, oh my God, I saw the live video in the making, y'all, the other night, and I'm telling you, it was awesome. So I just want to say God bless y'all, my fam. I love y'all. We're loving it. We're rocking it, and it is on and popping. So, and saying that, we are celebrating, as I said, this great Valentine Day show right here on the station. And we have some great guests. Yes, we do. We have St. James on with us. We have Cleveland P. Jones with us. We have Tia Clark. We have Talu. And then we have T-Baby J. Lee, yes. And I'm trying to make sure I got everybody that I know is going to be on here. And then we have Craig T. Dobson, yes. I met him through our sister, Tia Clark, and wow. Awesome, brother, awesome. I'm just so grateful, and tonight I'm so excited, y'all. I know I'm sounding kind of a little jittery a little bit because I'm just like on a 10 right now, excited. And I want to give a shout-out also to Tia Clark's brothers. Yes, I got to give a shout-out because I heard that y'all loving the shows and everything. So we giving a shout-out to Anthony and Brian Brown on tonight. And so right now, I see all of y'all I hope y'all can hear me right because it's been, like, breaking up, bad connection where I'm at, but I'm trying my best, y'all. But we have some great guests in the house tonight. Yes, we do. Celebrating this great Valentine's Day of love. And so I want to tell everybody, because I'm seeing everybody on the line right now, please have your background, if you can, very quiet, because I'm going to click everybody on. Yes, I am. I'm going to click everybody on. And also I want to make mention, too, giving a shout-out to MZ Radio London, our brother, Mr. Saji Harmony, there in the UK. Also, AP Radio UK, with our brother O'Fields, and also Salt FM UK with our brothers DJ Jide and DJ Shaggy Tosh. Yes, got to give a shout out to our fam. And so I'm going to click everybody mics on, and then, like I said, please, no crunching on potato chips, y'all. We don't want to hear no wine, champagne drinking, going down your throat. No dogs barking. Tell Tito to go outside for a second. And, y'all know I'm silly. I'm opening up mics right now. So, yeah. But, yeah, I'm very silly, y'all. So I love to crack jokes and, you know, keep people laughing. But I just want to say to all of you all that is out there listening in, you know, just be encouraged. You know, this COVID mess is going on and other things are going on. But we just give thanks to God that we are still here. You know what I'm saying? And we just want to keep all of the families, those that are broken, that is listening in, those that are hurting and going through, you know, I feel your pain. And that's why I wanted to do this show, to bring some joy to y'all hearts on tonight. So I'm saying that, okay. Do we have Cleveland P. Jones in the house right now? I done turned on the mics.
I am here.
Okay.
Hello.
St. James.
Yes, sir. What's up, everybody? What's up, Cleveland?
Greetings. Hey, how are you?
What's up, my brother?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm blessed, man. I can't complain. I see you, boy.
I can tell you're blessed.
Watching you, boy.
I'm watching you.
Oh, thank you, man.
I love that new video within the treehouse. I was like, wow.
Oh, thank you, man. Just trying to do some different stuff.
All right.
It's great stuff.
Okay, all right.
Do we have Tolu? Where are you? Tolu, where are you?
Hey, I'm over here. Oh. What's up, everybody? I'm Tolu.
Hey, hello.
All right. Where Tia, where you at?
I'm here. Hello,
okay,
everybody.
Okay, you're there.
What's up, Tia?
Okay. yes, right. T baby, J Lee, where you at?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
All right, you got that little, y'all, I like that southern accent. He said, he didn't say I'm here, he said I'm ill. And then Craig T. Dobson, are you here?
Hey, good people, I'm here. How's everybody?
All right. Yeah, so we're awesome. I'm telling you, we have, like I said, we have Cleveland P. Jones, we have St. James, we have Tolu, we have Tia Clark, we have Craig T. Dobson, and we have T. Baby J. Lee. I gotta give shout out to moms, June Dixon, yes, Baby J. Lee,
yeah.
T. Baby J. Lee's
now,
mom, yes, June, give it a shout out for
her. It's not supposed to happen. 1 second. There we go.
Okay.
See, I know you already told us to make sure we don't have noise.
Oh, yeah. Okay, y'all. Okay, we're going to have to do like this. Now, we're going to say, if there's going to be some noise, you're going to have to stand in the corner and put your hands up in the air, and then after that, you're going to have to write 100 times,
sorry,
I will not make noise.
Not. I got it.
Hey, guys, the best thing to do is if you know you're about to encounter some noise, just hit the mute button on your phone until it passes, and then you can unmute when you got to speak.
Exactly.
That'd be good. You know, I had the nerve to say that one night. I know you remember that, St. James. I had the nerves to say to the people, be quiet, have your background. And I was eating on some cake that night. And people was like, wait a minute, we hear a little noise. I'm thinking I'm being quiet, and they heard me. I had got a text like, are you munching on something, Angel? So,
yeah, you was getting in. You wasn't. That cake was falling in, man.
I know, right? Wow. So, we're going to start off with you, St. James. I'm telling you, we're loving that the Angels of Melody is just hot. just hot. I'm telling you, we bumped that in the ride about on repeat at least 5-6 times.
Okay, awesome, man. Glad you like
yes.
that.
Yes. Yeah.
I want to shout out a producer that produced a track for me. His name is Alan Salivander.
Okay.
He's really great. Yeah. So, you know, me and names, I'm kind of weird, but I'm pretty much sure that's the last name. But we call him Al. Okay. He's dope, bro.
Yeah.
So thank you, Alan, on the track. And SGT Presents Management, my girl Lay, for hooking that up. So, you know, yeah. So it's all team connected. So thank you, guys.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we're going to start off with you, St. James. Now, everybody is going to have at least, we're going to say at least 8 minutes, maybe 8 minutes, I'll say that, 8 minutes. And okay. Basically, everybody is going to be asked the same thing. It's very simple. But St. James, we know this is a great night. We're celebrating a night of love, Valentine's Day. This is what we look at, a day of love. And I want you to just say briefly, what is this Valentine's Day? You know, what is this to you? You know, Valentine's Day is to you, first of all.
Okay. Well, you know, I believe that, you know, when you talk about love, people have gotten to a place where they have not really fully understood what it requires to love somebody other than yourself, because a lot of people are not really – don't really love themselves. So it's like trying to find a delicate balance between self-love and loving others is what I think what people are just transitioning in and out of constantly. So
yeah,
I think every day you don't need a holiday to determine loving someone else other than yourself with gifts and stuff. That's just commercialism. We understand that is a part of the hoopla of festivities and holidays and pageantry. So, but when it gets down to it, when you strip all this stuff down, man, it's between you and the other person, you and your family member, you and your partner, you and your husband, you and your wife, you and your spouse, significant other. And when you get down to loving, you know, and this COVID situation has definitely tried us. It's a lot of relationships on the rocks, on the ropes, going through some tough times.
Yeah.
People just barely – some people have moved on. Some people are on the ropes, and some people are just out. You know what I mean? So –
And
there's a lot of people that are right now that are alone, that they're dealing with this, you know, and these holidays constantly remind them what they don't have or what they might have lost. And that's the nature of life, man. It's two sides of this coin. You got the people that are happy together and doing great, and they're going to make it a festive moment and great experience. And you're going to have those people that are not, and they're looking at the other people. So it's you know, people just got to find balance with loving themselves. And most of that starts with making sure before you even get in relationships or involvements with people that, you know, you got some stuff resolved in your life. So self-love to me, Valentine's Day is about loving yourself in order to be in a position
That's
to
right.
project love to others. So,
yes.
you know, I just think people need to focus on understand that. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I agree with that 100%. Because if you don't love yourself, then that's jacked up, for real. What's really
right.
going down.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Yeah.
And so a Valentine's Day means nothing if you ain't loving yourself. So, and that's not selfishly. That's just, you know, they tell you to put your oxygen mask and your seatbelt on first before you help somebody else. The same thing.
That's true. You're right. Well, I know I love myself because I got me some chocolate. So.
Okay. That's what's up.
So, hey, you know you got it going on if you got you some chocolate candy now. True. Yeah, you can't go wrong, y'all.
That's right.
Yeah, so in saying that, we got a couple of songs that we're going to be playing, you know, by you tonight. We got Baby Come Back.
Okay.
And Who Do You Love? Yes, Who Do You Love? And Baby, I mean, not Baby Come Back, Baby Come to Me. Yes,
right,
Baby Come to Me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That song, Baby Come to Me, is awesome. And Who Do You Love is awesome. So with us playing this tonight, what are you looking for people to receive from your music?
You know, at this point, just, you know, I just being able to hear some music that feel good records. because, you know, we know we got a lot of negativity in music these days. A lot of people talking about a lot of unsavory things, and that's just, you know, that's their choice, and there's a market for it and an audience for it. But right now, a lot of hurting people are needing records that's going to make them, you know, feel better, or some kind of sense of hope, or even just a moment of reprieve from the trauma and drama that they're experiencing. So I hope that they take these records and it takes them back to a happier time in their when they're younger, because these are old throwback records, of course. So, you know, these gonna definitely take some people back to a time when they heard their classic original done. You know, hopefully I did it justice and they can appreciate it.
All right then. So before we go to the next guest, you know you're gonna have to sing a little something.
You'll never find. That's it. Is that good? What about that, Cleveland? What you think of that, Cleveland? You'll never lie. That cool?
You're amazing. You're absolutely amazing.
What y'all think? Should he sing a little bit more?
For the record, he could do a lot more than that.
Yeah, I know. Come on now, you got to give us a little bit more, St. James. We that's a piece of cheese. We need the crackers and the dip.
All right. Okay, here you go.
Please let me make a
piece of cheese. Are you ready? All right.
Yes, we ready.
Please let me make a true confession. I have never been in love before. But since you came in my direction, I've had a change of heart. Them girls, they come a dime a dozen. I fed them things they love to hear. I was never wanting for a lover, but I never knew what true love was indeed. So who, baby? There you go.
Who do you love?
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you. My background was late, but there y'all go.
We were late, right?
There y'all gonna be late. Why my background late? What the? No, that's all good.
You gotta pay us more.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Hey, I got food stamps. They take food stamps?
Hey. We need food, so it's okay.
Exactly.
I know, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
wow, that's awesome. Funny. That's awesome, St. James. I'm telling you, you got us smiling over here. Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you. I'm glad.
Very awesome. I got to give a shout out to my cousin, Ween, matter of fact, because she's listening in as well. So, Teresa Collins, y'all know her by on Facebook.
What up, Ween? What's up, Ween? What's up, Miss Glide?
I know, right? All right, so we got St. James. Okay, Tolu.
Hey. What's up?
Yes. So you're there, holding it down in Texas. St. James, you in L.A., right?
So Sacramento, actually. I reside in Sac-Town.
Okay. All right. Because I wanted to make mention of that as well.
Yes.
So Tolu,
Sacramento, California.
All right, Sacramento, California. All right, so Tolu, you're in Texas, right?
Dallas, Texas. Yeah.
Yep, Dallas, Texas. All right. Okay. So I'm glad that you were able to be on with us tonight as well. And I'm going to ask you the same question about what is Valentine's Day to you?
Yeah, thanks for that. So to me, first of all, what is love? God is love. So if you don't understand God's love, there's no way you can fully understand love or how to give it. And I'll piggyback off of what St. James said about knowing how to love yourself. You can't give what you don't have. So it's basically understanding God's love, you know, embodying it and knowing how to get someone else. So, you know, you can try to, you know, get love understood different ways. There are many other ways to understand it. But honestly, those that understand how God loves them are able to be empathetic to people, are able to forgive, are able to move on from things. You know, you're able to love the way God loves because it's in you.
because God's love is in you. That's the way I see Valentine's Day. It's a time to just give love, no matter who it is.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
And, all right. All right.
That's good. I mean, what you said, that is very good. Like you said, we have to love ourselves. You know, like you and St. James said. I mean, basically, that's what it is to me. I look at Valentine's Day. You know, like back in the day, I think I was talking to Tia Clark earlier, and I said, you know, we were born and raised up, you know, knowing Valentine's Day as being for lovers. You know, that's what we thought. It was just lovers only. You was, you know, for your man or your woman or, you know, your husband or your wife. And then as we got older, we began to learn that Valentine's Day is not really about that. Like you said, it's loving, you know, everyone. You can celebrate Valentine's Day with your children. You can celebrate it with your family, period. You know, it doesn't have to be about just the chocolates and the flowers. Because, I mean, we should be doing that all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
That should
exactly.
be going on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that should be going on all the time, period. So it shouldn't be a day where I say, oh, let me go out here and get these roses right quick or these flowers and some candy and, you know, do
right.
it up. You know, for one day, and then tomorrow we back eating on Fruit Loops and Apple Jacks. Where's the chocolates and stuff, you know, going on then?
She said Fruit Loops.
And y'all know I'm silly.
What?
I know.
You
and because I'm serious, I want to say on the show, I love you in my language where I'm from. It's Mufel Tupo.
Yes. All right. That's our Nigerian. Oh, yeah, I meant to tell y'all, Tolu is originally from Nigeria.
Okay.
He doesn't sound Nigerian, do we? He doesn't sound Nigerian.
No, I thought he could have been from New York.
Yes, I've been knowing Tolu a long, long time. Even when he was there in Nigeria.
Yeah.
So yeah. Mm-hmm. So awesome music, awesome brother, and we're going to be playing a couple of your songs tonight: New Teens and So Easy. What do you expect the people to receive from those two songs?
Just, you know, that whole feeling of love, because especially So Easy, because it says loving you is so easy to do. It shouldn't be something that should be hard to give love and to experience love. So that's what I want them to take away from my music, just that feeling of love and that being that vibe, and know that, you know, even if you're not with a boyfriend or a girlfriend tonight, you're still loved. God loves you.
That's true. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And what's the new
thing? So new things is old things will pass away. So the song says he used to be in love, but it didn't work out. But there's something new in his life, and he's just amazed by it. So, yeah, that's new thing.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we was rocking it in the rad today. I'll tell you that. Full blast.
Yeah.
So. And so, in saying that, you got to rip up something now, bro. You got to sing a little something.
Okay. All right, cool. In the moment I can feel that you feel that way too. When I fall in love with you.
All right, now I'm falling on the stage, bro.
Angel, why are you always so dramatic? Don't be passing out on me.
I know, right? Wow, awesome. Okay,
awesome,
so y'all heard it. That was Tolu. Next, we got
Tia
Clark. Where are you?
I'm here.
Okay. I like her voice. She'd be like, I'm here. It's just so calm, like, you know.
1-900-JESUS. 1-900-JESUS. Tia, go ahead.
All right. So, Tia Clark, you are calling in from Texas as well, right?
Right, Tyler, Texas, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, in saying that, I'm going to ask you the same question as well. What is Valentine's Day to you?
Valentine's Day to me is it's the day that the world set aside to celebrate love.
Mm-hmm.
As you said earlier, that you should be doing it every day anyway. You should be giving people their flowers while they're living. So, as St. James said too, you do have to have that self-love, you're not going to be able to love anyone properly, you know.
That's
so true. Most definitely, the world, that's the day they celebrate love, but we should celebrate love on a daily basis, you know.
That's true. That is true. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You're right about that. And so now your song we're going to be playing tonight is Love Tank.
Mm-hmm.
What do you expect people to receive from that song tonight?
I expect them to receive a hint of, it's a hint of comedy anyway in Love Tank.
Yeah, it is.
And
yeah,
their emotions will be tickled a little bit as well, because it's some the words that I chose writing the tune is just how I felt at that moment, you know. So it's filled with emotions and a hint of comedy. So hopefully it makes them laugh and then helps them to, if they are playing games with love, that they'll stop playing games with love. So hope they'll.
Exactly.
Yes, ma'am.
Y'all hear that out there? To those of you playing games with love, stop it now.
Just stop.
Don't do it. Or Miss Angel on deck gonna find you. I'm gonna have to snatch you up by the collar. So.
Oh Lord, that's D Town coming out. D Town.
No, right. And so, now you know you got to rip up something too. You got to sing a little something before we go to our next guest.
Okay. You don't even call no more. Maybe a text or two. Consistency is what I needed from you, baby. Let me just break it down for you. My love tank is empty because of you, you boy. Kept filling it with Play-Doh and toys. You know, you should know that I've loved you through any kind of weather.
Wow.
Girl, you better stop playing with me.
Wow, I see a long line. The line is still coming, curving around right now to get in the building, girl.
That is awesome.
The roof is on fire, y'all. Let's call the 911. Get the trucks out.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Wow, that's awesome. Awesome, Tia. Awesome. Next, we got T-Baby, J. Lee. How you doing?
What's up, Ricky?
All right. I'm going to ask you, you're there in Knoxville, Tennessee, right?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay. And so I'm going to ask you the same question. What is Valentine's Day to you?
Well, Valentine's to me is more than just loving your significant other. It's more just like letting my surroundings see, you know, that they're loved and cared for and they ain't forgotten. Because, you know, like, a lot of people think the same. A lot of people, like, got a lot of mentally messed up issues with themselves, and they use the confirmation all the time. So when you leave, they think that you're a mess or stuff. So, like, Valentine's for me is not just about loving my woman that's next to me every day, because she know I love, you know what I'm saying? Like, like we talking, Valentine's is all about love. It's about showing somebody that you love, and it's not necessarily saying Valentine's is for your girlfriend. So it could be about loving
that's
your
true.
Mom and your granddaddy. Like, that's just what it is about me just showing, what do you call it, unconditional love to anybody and everybody.
Oh, okay. Wow, well
nice.
Said.
There it
okay.
is.
Well said. I'm snapping the fingers, y'all. Well said. So, I'm going to be playing Shady Love. So, what do you expect people to receive from that song, Shady Love?
Well, if you've been in a long-time relationship and you tried everything but nothing worked, this is a song for you. It's all I can say. I mean, I'm really bad with expressing myself, so.
Well.
You're doing pretty good
with
me.
Express. Yeah, I know, right? I got tongue-tied for a minute. I'm like, oh, well, he's sounding good.
Hey, I got your back, sis. I got your back. Sound pretty good to me.
Yes, it sounds very, very well. Shady Love is an awesome song, and I'm excited. Can't wait to play it. Now, you don't sing, right? You just rap.
I sing. You
sing?
I do anything, rock, country music, soul, whatever you need. I got you.
Yeah, he bad.
Okay,
he
well.
He's a bad boy, though.
All right, well, I'll tell you what then.
Hey,
let's hear you sing a verse
Angel,
of something.
Angel, hold on real quick. He did a cover of A Change Gonna Come. Do like a
oh my God,
that, bro.
Oh yeah, okay. Hold on. I'm gonna give you a little snippet of hold on. It's been a long, long time coming. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. That's all I got.
All right. Well, hey, all
very
right.
Nice.
Change
yeah.
is
yeah.
gonna come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm loving
Jesus.
That. T Baby J Lee. All right.
Yeah. Yes,
well,
sir.
That was good. That was good. I'm excited. Can't wait to play that song on the show as well, the Shady Love. And so we have, let me see who else we got next. Okay. We have Craig T. Dobson. Where are you?
Hey there. I'm here. How are you?
Good. Now, you're there
what's
in Maryland,
up, Craig?
Right?
Greetings. Yes, I'm in Maryland. Hey, folks. I'm in Maryland, yes.
Okay. And so same question goes to you as well. What is Valentine's Day to you?
So everyone has already taken all my answers, everything that I would have said. So what I'll say is I think that Valentine's Day is a highlight day. We show those of us who are smart, we show how much we love somebody every day. So Valentine's Day, I think, is just one of those days where you can accent and highlight, you know, what you feel and the way you feel for someone.
Okay.
Nice.
Well, that's a good one. And so we're going to be hearing a couple of your songs, All Right, and Three Words. So what do you expect for people to receive from those two songs on tonight?
I think All Right, a lot of people will be able to relate to that because no matter what we're going through, if we trust each other, we're going to be all right. And with Three Words is just a song about, you know, letting somebody know that you just love them completely with no doubt, and you should be able to feel that.
Okay. All right. Well, that's
nice.
A good one there.
All right, brother.
Yeah,
all
very
right,
nice. Very oh. nice.
Yep.
All right. So you got to give us a little tune or something. You got to sing us a little something.
A little something? Okay. Let me see. Let me sing one of my favorite artists. Let me sing a little piece of love.
Okay.
I don't want to lose your love. I don't want to say bye-bye, oh no, true love is so
hard to find, and it's right between your lips and mine, and mine. Before I let go, I let you go away. Can I get a kiss?
Good night. Hey. All right. I'm sitting up here snapping like, wow, I got to go and get the candle and get the lighting it up now.
Hey. Okay. Was that Cleveland on the harmony? Was that you, Cleveland, on the harmony? That was not me. That was Tia. Okay, it was you, Tia. Okay, I was like, wait, that was Tia. Okay, was that Cleveland?
No,
that was my girl,
Miss Tank, Miss Love Tank.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Wow, that was awesome. I enjoyed that. And our last one of the night. Cleveland P. Jones.
Greetings, everybody. How you doing?
What up, Cleveland?
I'm here. I'm glad.
And you're there in Atlanta. So
I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
I'm going to ask you the same question. What is Valentine's Day to you?
Okay, so you know I'm cut from a different cloth.
There you go.
No, it's my honesty. Like, okay, so, you know, I'm kind of nerdy when it comes to stuff like this, but when I think of Valentine's Day, I just don't have a feeling towards it right now. So let me be very honest. I don't have a feeling towards it. It's like, okay, it's a cool day and people do, you know, the extra stuff. Now, what I will say is that I'm happy that I'm not, and this probably sounds horrible, and this is not to ruin anyone's parade. So for all of you lovers out there,
yeah.
I am happy for you loving, and I love too. I love hard. I am single and happily single. So let me be clear. I just don't see Valentine's Day as this monumental moment. And I know that, you know, and what everybody else did say is correct, you know, about self-love and, you know, expressing love otherwise. As we said, we should be doing this throughout the year, every day, whatever you want to say. I think Valentine's Day is similar. You know, you see the hearts and candies. I like to sing love songs and ballads and stuff like that too. I'm just not big on it. And so I'm just a different perspective, but not intentionally. I just see it like, oh, okay, it's Valentine's Day. Great. It's tomorrow. Yeah. And next day is Monday. So that's kind of my perspective, but I do think it's a beautiful moment for people to go the extra mile per se to show that love. And I guess I'm saying it because I'm always working on self-love for myself. So my Valentine's Day would definitely be spent in a space of, you know, just, you know, loving on Cleveland. You know, I've been doing that throughout my time, my 46 years here on the planet. And that's just kind of where I am with it. So, but I'm so excited for anybody and all those who have their spouses, their husbands, their wives, their partners, whatever you have. I think it's beautiful. I really do celebrate it. In regards to watching other people love, I just kind of have a different perspective of kind of like, okay, that's great. Nice. I'm glad you all are doing that. Have a blast. Eat good steak and good wine. Have a wonderful whatever you do that night. And see you on Monday. And let's hopefully that date, that moment continues throughout time. And I understand we have our ups and downs, but let's just not make Valentine's Day the day, you know, to really do it, you know, to surprise somebody and show them, you know, buy somebody a car. I'm just saying it, but why not? You know? So,
well, you know what? You know said what? Something about chocolate the steak now.
I'm saying it, but, you know, chocolate milk, flowers wither, not unless you buy an actual plant that they could, you know, keep in the house and, you know, that they're going to be using a green thumb for. Listen, don't ask me questions like this. Not expect me to.
Oh, we know how. We know you keep it 100. You keep it 100. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, you really do.
But I do think it's beautiful. So I'm working on. So I guess right now, and let's just say this, next year it could be a whole different perspective that I may have on Valentine's Day.
But right now.
I'm kind of like, yeah, absolutely. And that kind of sums it up for me. So I'm not humdrum. I believe in love. I think it's beautiful. Continue doing it, people. Keep showing love to each other. You do it.
You do that, and
I'll do this.
Well, you know what? You left something out now. Uh-huh. You said you left something out. You said about the steak. What happened to our loaded baked potatoes with the chives?
Yes.
An extra sour cream.
Whatever. Because I don't see personally, I don't eat steak. Steak is just too tough of a meat for my teeth. I don't know why. But give me some chicken. Give me a good grilled chicken, something like that. Okay. But I just say that what people do. You like Ruth Chris Steakhouse. You know, they get all fancy and just spend extra money.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And it's beautiful to do it. I think it's great to do it. I think celebrating yourself and others is an amazing thing to do, and we should, again, continue to do it. Self-love is – I'm just Cleveland P. Jones, who's working on a lot of self-love right now. So, you know, in fact, I got to say this, and this is not a shameless plug, but just a dishonesty. I decided to do a podcast called Free Thinking is Free. Because I need to get certain things out of my head, and it also frees me to speak. And it's always spoken in a space of love. So that, if I give a symbolization of what Valentine's Day is, maybe it's just an amplified version of showing true universal love. And I really hope that on tomorrow that nobody hates each other, that racism can be just erased for that day. I wish that all these things that are happening, not just on the planet, that there's no horrible climate change situation, that tomorrow's just a beautiful day for everybody. If that could be the one day that everything just came together all at one time for everybody, that would just be the most monumental moment in life. So if that is something that I could wish, I would wish that. So that's all.
I'll stop
talking.
All right. Okay. Thank you,
okay, well, you
right.
got a
awesome.
You have a song that we're going to play, Be Right There. So what do you expect people to receive from that?
Well, you know, the song is encouragement and love and hope, honestly.
Yeah.
Hope, encouragement, love. Those are definitely the main things about that song. And it stems from, you know, me. In fact, this is another way of, again, it's not necessarily about having a spouse or someone. I could say that was a love song to my sister who had had a stroke. And I wanted her to know that no matter what, I was there to encourage her and that I loved her no matter where she was, whatever she was dealing with. And, you know, so I just wanted to emphasize I will be right there. So instead of just being, which I was physically there a lot of times, but we live in two different states. And I said, okay, how can I always leave a mark for what this moment was in time? So I wrote a song called Be Right There. You can see it on, you know, it's on a music video. And my sister's actually in a music video. You see her with the blue hair. on YouTube. It's titled Be Right There by Cleveland P. Jones. And meet my mom, my sister, and my little nephews in that video with me.
Yeah.
So
awesome
song.
It's an awesome song.
I love Heart of Family. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
It's awesome. And so last, before we go off in here and listen to all this good music, you know you gotta sing. You gotta throw down. You gotta sing a couple of lines or something now. And there's an offer here with it.
Okay. let's see. That is that.
Love, a word that comes and goes, but few people really know what it means to really love somebody. So the tears may fade away, I'm so glad your love will stay. Because I love you, and you showed me, Jesus, what it really means to love.
There we go.
Wow. Okay. Oh, my God.
That was so nice.
Wow.
You
sang that thing.
And I love you all. I do.
I got goosebumps.
Wow.
Those words mean something to me.
Yes, you sang that thing.
I know they do.
Wow.
I know they do. Bro.
All y'all sing, you know? And it's beautiful.
The doors of the church are now open.
Okay. And I'm
I know that's
right. I'm not walking through those. Y'all walk by yourself. I'm a church here at home.
Wow.
Listen, y'all
hey, Cleveland,
and listen,
we got
the offer
played
out
right now.
Listen, but
wow.
I'm joking.
Well,
I was feeling some kind of way. He brought me through.
This is awesome.
Oh,
this,
well,
this is awesome.
See?
We got a couple more minutes.
Hey, okay, Tia, make sure you follow. I'm talking to Tia. Make sure you follow Cleveland. Y'all follow Cleveland P. Jones.
Oh,
my
definitely. Yeah. I'll be following everybody. In fact, just real quick question. Does everybody have Instagram and Facebook, artist pages and stuff like that, and Twitter possibly? Okay, great. I just want to make sure I will be following every single person and encouraging you to keep going because it's important.
That's right.
Thank you.
Amen.
You just did.
Yeah. Hey, I wrote down everyone.
All right. Go ahead. What y'all were saying before we get ready to start. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we got
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Hey,
I can hear you.
Hey, Jay Lee, go ahead and close us out with something, man. I mean, is this something you got to say real quick?
Yeah, because
you know,
yeah, we got a couple more minutes, and I'm going to sing a little something to end it out after he's done.
Yeah. Okay.
What y'all want me to do again?
Just you know, did you got anything to say to people out there about your music and what, you know, what you're about, where to find you?
Oh, yeah. Okay, y'all can find me on all platforms. Y'all can find me on Facebook under T-Baby J. Lee, Instagram T-Baby J. Lee, Twitter T-Baby J. Lee, Snapchat T-Baby J. Lee. And if you, I guess if you want to just stay tuned on my page, just follow me and you'll figure out what I'm about.
Yeah. And how do you spell the J. Lee? T-Baby J. Lee?
Oh.
Is it J-A-Y-L-E?
Yeah, yes, sir. J-A-Y-L-E-E.
Okay. All right, got you.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I appreciate y'all for the opportunity, man. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I definitely thank you all for doing this part of the session of the show. And so the final session is about to come up where we're going to hear all the great music from you guys first, and then we're going to be going to a few songs of other artists before we, you know, end off the show. So we just want everybody to just sit back, be blessed by the music that's around the, you know, from around the globe and everything. And so, and then after that, you know, it's going to go, the station to go back into is 24/7 entirety. So in saying that, I guess I'm going to have to end it off. We're singing a little song because a lot of people have heard me sing on the air, and they'd be like, wow, I never heard you really sing. But I'm going to sing a little of this. Let me see. Wow. I thank God for you, for now I am happy. My love for you is true. You're my everything, 'cause in your eyes I see the way you feel for me. I thank God for you, for giving you to me, 'cause you're my everything, my heart and my love. You're my number one. You're my all in all. You brighten my day like the sun. 'Cause when I'm down and out and feeling sad, you're by my side. Oh, honey, you are my sweetheart. I love you so much, can't deny. I love you so. That's it.
Ooh, you better
yes.
Sing.
Wait a minute.
Sam, go ahead.
Oh, all right.
Matthew,
when is your thing going on? What's going on?
I know, right? I'm gonna be a little honest with y'all. I am an artist myself. I have written over 50 songs. I have sung in weddings. That's actually my wedding song. That's part of my wedding song.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's called
nice.
I Thank God for You. And everybody been asking me, when are you going to get your album? Like, when are you going to get some songs together? You playing everybody else. But, like, what's up with you? You have a nice voice. And, you know, I was raised up in a church, singing in a church. So I have gospel songs. I have wedding songs. I have all kind of different songs, you know, that I do sing, and I am a writer as well. I've written, like I said, over 50 songs. And so
nice.
I pray that this year sometime I will get some things going on. But I said we couldn't end this session without me singing something. So I had to sing something.
The universe heard you. So we are looking forward to it.
Good job. Yeah, we
That's
love
right.
it. Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Kudos.
Okay.
Huh? Yeah.
He's so
awesome.
Angel.
Angel. T Angel.
No, right?
Hey.
So I
hey, please.
I want to really
okay,
say,
go ahead, go ahead.
Huh? No, go ahead and say what you were saying. Go ahead.
Say everybody. Cleveland, love you, bro. Tia, all
love
y'all,
you too.
Man. Jay Lee. Just meeting all y'all,
wonderful
man.
Wonderful meeting,
you know,
everybody.
We're independent
yeah.
artists, man. We got to stick together and help each other and share
yeah.
and pass on it
yeah.
and post,
yeah.
like each other's
right.
posts, man. It's, everything matters, man. We got to stick together and do our thing, man.
Really do.
As a
yeah.
collective,
yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right. That is right. You're right about that.
Appreciate
and I just thank y'all for doing this with me, hanging out with your girl.
Yes.
And so now to everybody around the world, we're going to get live. We're about to get started. Where we're going to be hearing all of those that you have heard so far. We're going to be playing the music now and more. So stay tuned, y'all, and we're going to be back in a little while.
Awesome.
Awesome.
I think that's it, guys.
Okay. Hey.
Okay. Hey, Cleveland, I'll be in touch, man. I'll see you around.